Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team today. You can join us on the phones on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. What were your big takeaways from day one of legal tampering in the NFL free agency period? Adam Peters gets to work, signs Frankie Louvu, linebacker from Carolina. Austin Eckler is in the mix to help the running back room. Dorrance Armstrong, I think that might be one of the better signings. A young pass rusher who's had 8.5 and 7.5 sacks in the last two seasons.
16 sacks as a backup.
Coming on as a young player, I like that signing. You upgrade the offensive line with Tyler Biadasz. He gets a 3-year, $30 million deal to play center. Nick Allegretti also added to the O-line, 3 years, $16 million for him. You got a new kicker in town, Brandon McManus. What do you think of the move so far?
Another thing about Allegretti was a backup for the Chiefs last year.
Right.
So
I think he had one start, right, in the championship
game?
Yeah,
but I looked back at it. I think in 2020 he played a lot. He was a backup last year. Like, this is a snap count for the season. 65 snaps at center, 11 snaps at right guard, 3 snaps at tight end. But in the playoffs, the guy ahead of him got hurt, and he started in the AFC Championship and started in the Super Bowl and supposedly played with a torn UCL in that Super Bowl. So tough dude to play.
How old is he?
And start in the Super Bowl. 27.
27 years old, yep.
Most of the guys they signed were on the younger side.
Yeah.
The guys that aren't, I guess, Ertz and Eckler, right?
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of agree.
I agree.
Not
even 30 yet.
I agree with most of the fans. Like, if I had to give it a grade, I'm not blown away, but it seems solid. They were pretty busy. They addressed a lot of needs. I'd give it a B. 800-636-1067. You never know. Austin Eckler could get hurt on the first day, and then you're like, well, that was a terrible signing. And,
well, anybody
and then
can get hurt.
The offensive linemen they bring in, they could be a reincarnation of Gates and Wiley, and that could be terrible. But at least right now, I would be pretty optimistic about what they did filling the needs.
I'm optimistic that we can field a team. Beyond that, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, everything comes down to the quarterback.
Yes.
And it's going to be a rookie quarterback, so there's obviously going to be bumps and bruises for a rookie quarterback. Hopefully he plays as well as CJ Stroud last year, but that's a one in a million. So I think that just the fact that they're all positions of need. You just have to trust that Adam Peters and those guys know that these guys are making those units better.
What do you make of the Bears not, according, I think, to Rappaport, not fielding offers for Fields yet? Because wouldn't you think he would be somebody that...
I would think that's kind of confusing. Like, why would you not at least listen to offers?
Yeah, maybe I don't know how much of that I believe.
Sold on Caleb? Yeah, well, they're just not listening to offers yet. They still want to do their due diligence.
I can't believe they haven't listened to offers, but okay. Maybe they're just waiting until draft weekend when teams get really desperate and they know
because
their offers will be
like
better.
Because a team like Minnesota might – I mean
– as soon as Kirk leaves Minnesota, why wouldn't you be on the phone with them and them would be like, hey, You guys, any interest in Justin Fields? We can work a deal here.
Yeah, I
make something happen for you.
I'm not Fields' biggest fan, but I certainly think there's more excitement with him than Darnold.
I mean, it's not always ideal to make trades with your division rivals, but if you have no use for Fields, you're going to get rid of him anyway.
Hmm. All right, 800-636-1067. What do you think of the moves? I think it'd be hard for someone to come in and just say they suck. They seem reasonable, and I just love that they didn't spend a lot of money on any of these. So we don't really have anything that's going to like crash and burn and blow up in our face. Like even if it doesn't hit, that's okay. Then none of them are big money.
If
really.
Austin Eckler flops and can't get healthy, well, the max you were going to pay him was 11 point something million dollars.
Yeah, I mean,
that's if he hits every incentive.
I guess maybe if Armstrong comes in as a big dud, but I don't expect that. I think he's a pretty impactful player.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Great show. It's better. EB just kind of stole my thunder. The thing that I really think is fantastic about Peters is he didn't overspend. He's also setting us up for the future, which I think is fantastic to a certain extent. Another pick that I'm thrilled about is the fact that I've always thought that Robinson in the backfield needed another running back there. The others were good, but they weren't actually running backs, so they didn't have the size. So we have someone to compliment Robinson. We got the two Dallas picks, the center. We also have the defensive lineman. I'm thrilled about it. I really am. We'll see what happens, though. We need a quarterback. You guys just said it. But I'm excited. We actually have an adult in the room, you know?
Let's hope.
Appreciate it.
Let's hope. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Brother. Take care, man.
Yeah. And you get an impactful difference maker type player in Eckler for half of what you would pay a guy like Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. A third of what teams are paying like Josh Jacobs and Saquon Barkley.
Was Eckler noticeably, like, how did Eckler's numbers last year compare to Gibby's last year? Were they still markedly better?
I'd have to look at them side by side.
And what kind of money did Gibby get?
Gibby
from
got
New
like
England.
A 3-year, it's a about similar type of deal as to what Eckler got.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Gibby only had 65 carries for 265 yards and one touchdown.
And
did
Eckler
average 4.1 yards per carry.
Eckler had about 700.
Triple that.
Yeah, but only 3.5 yards per carry.
And then in terms of receiving.
But their offense struggled in general.
Comparable. 48 catches for Gibson for 389 yards and two touchdowns.
Right.
I think the Luvu, for me, even though I'd never heard of him, I would raise my hand and say I had never heard of Frankie Luvu. I didn't pay attention to the linebacking core of the Carolina Panthers. But I think that one was the best signing. I told you the next-gen stats were really high on him. Matt Miller on ESPN.com. Now, this he poses a question about it, but he said, based on his skills, Luvu has the ability to play all three linebacker spots. Could we see the Commanders use him in ways similar to how Quinn used Micah Parsons in Dallas? His pass rush traits say it's possible.
I'm hoping they do that with Davis. That's what I'm hoping. That Luvu plays more in the middle, and Davis is the one that gets to roam around and show off that speed. But maybe they'll use them all that way. Who knows?
5.5 sacks last season, 125 tackles, 2 forced fumbles, playing in the middle of the Carolina Panthers defense.
Yeah, I think he'll play the middle.
Luvu's tall, too. 6'3", 240.
It's pretty big for a...
Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Yeah, it's tall. It is tall for a linebacker.
Let's go to Paul in D.C. Paul, what's up? 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. What do you think, bud?
Man, you got to use your analytical skills, and if you buy stocks and bonds, you looking at a situation where I like what they did. If I'm a general manager and I'm rebuilding or I'm not like in the top 6 teams of the league where I just need 1 or 2 pieces to put me over the top like a Buffalo or Baltimore or Kansas City, I'm not spending a whole bunch of money on anybody over 30. And so did we get better at those positions? You damn right we did. We got a center that's better than the one we had. We got a defensive end that's going to be productive, already knows the system. You got better at that linebacker position. And you got better as a third down back with Eckler, because not only can he catch the ball out the backfield, he's more explosive than Gibson.
Yep.
And so as a result, I like that. And my thing is, you know, I laugh at these people who want to spend big money on people over 30 years old if you're in the rebuild. You want young players. Now all we got to do on the offensive line is move Cornelius or what's his name?
Sadiq Charles.
Well, they got to sign him first.
Those guys are free agents. Got to sign them.
Well, what I'm saying is, and then get me two bookie-ends, rookie tackles in the draft. Take those two second-round picks and get some draft, you know, get two tackles. Get a left tackle and a right tackle, you know, some studs. If I was Adam Peters, I'll have the top 10 tackles in the draft on my desk right now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be picking them. Now, for my stock pick for today, my look at Pfizer. They're 36% undervalued right now. And you might want to get them while they're cheap. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I can't go with Big Pharma.
Pfizer?
I told y'all about the Apple stock. Never let it go because it always splits. Now,
this guy, he's giving us football picks.
I definitely have Apple stock.
No reason not to listen to him. We listen to Boone Jugs.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, look, Pfizer is undervalued right now. It's underperforming at 36%. Mm. Buy it now, hold it, and watch it go up. Guess what?
I hope they go bankrupt.
Let me talk to my financial advisor on that.
We'll run that by him.
Thank you. Hey, Paul. Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
And I'll tell him Paul from D.C. told me to buy it.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know. And if you look at Forbes and a couple of other magazines, they also agree. So check it out.
All right. Thank you.
Right. I'm not saying you're lying.
Thank
I'm
you
just going
to have
to check it out with my guy.
They still have Forbes magazine.
I think it still exists. Yeah.
Like at the airport.
Yeah. Maybe your Harris Theater. I don't know.
Let's go to Dennis in Reston. Hey, Dennis, what's up, buddy? What do you think?
Good morning, guys. Good morning. I'm real happy about what they did yesterday. I'd like to see the same stuff continue. The last caller, you know, he knows what he's talking about. You know, I mean, I wish I could express myself like that. The guy definitely knows. The linebacker we got, the guy that you guys were talking about, Pulu or
Luvu,
whatever.
Luvu.
Frankie Luvu.
Yeah, to put him in the middle, if he's that tall and that fast, and if Dan Quinn wants to, like, let him do his thing and run around the defense, just like a guy from Dallas does, Micah Parsons, that's awesome. We need a guy like that. Bringing in the tight end we did not too long ago, that was a good one. You know, the draft's coming in. I'm stoked, man. I'm real happy. Who did I hear say something about Sam Donaldson, though? Did somebody say Sam
Darnold?
Sam Donaldson is no longer with us.
Yeah. Nobody. We're not looking to get him, are we?
No. Sam Darnold is not on the radar for the
Commanders. Sam Darnold already signed.
He's a Viking.
He's with Minnesota.
Okay, so he went to the Vikings. That's a bummer for the Vikings because, you know, Sam Darnold, he went to my high school in San Clemente, California. San Clemente produces one thing really, really well. That's professional world-class surfers, not pro football players.
Oh, I'm wrong. Sam Donaldson's still with us.
Oh, did not know that.
Is that right?
I was unaware.
Ooh, 90.
Ooh, good
anyway,
for him.
Anyway, man, I'm stoked about it, and let's move on. Let's move on.
All right, thank you, Dennis.
You know,
appreciate
who's
it.
Not stoked for Darnold/Donaldson?
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson. I would imagine.
Well, that's true.
Probably not.
There was a lot of chatter, though, that Darnold with Shanahan, mm-hmm. maybe he's learned a little something, and Shanahan was complimentary.
Swore by him, right?
Shanahan was complimentary of Darnold, so maybe he will have a Geno Smith type year. Geno kind of came out of nowhere with the Seahawks.
I have my doubts.
This is going to be his last shot.
Yeah. I think they're drafting a quarterback.
I think they will too. He's a perfect bridge quarterback.
He's only 26 years old.
It could be a bridge.
He's a perfect bridge guy. He's been in the league forever.
Yeah.
Especially if you draft a second round quarterback, right? He could be a bridge guy. And if he hits, then there's no rush to play the second round guy, you know?
Okay, yeah, you're right.
And then but if he bombs, then you got somebody you're grooming.
I just wouldn't be surprised if they're taking a quarterback at 10.
Okay.
Now, Darnold could still be a bridge guy. Maybe you don't rush whoever you take.
Right.
All these guys are rushed. It's so annoying.
Yeah, so maybe he sits for a couple months, but I think.
Can I ask a question that no one wants to hear the answer to?
What?
What is Wentz's deal with L.A. or whatever?
I don't
is he still
know. I have no
under.
Idea.
Did he sign like a 2-year deal or something?
I think
something,
he signed a 1-year deal. I think he's a
so
free,
is he a free agent.
I'm 99% sure he's a free agent.
Okay. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Let me check.
Let's go to James in
free agent.
Clearwater. Okay. James, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Junks. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call,
yep,
man.
Yeah, sure.
So I think just real quick, you know, as a long time, now I've been removed from the area for about 10 years now, living down here in Clearwater, but I grew up a diehard Redskins fan. A lot of friends and family still die. I still keep up with the team. And, you know, with that being said, just this feels a little different, man. I know somebody just said something about, you know, a breath of fresh air. it really is a breath of fresh air, but they're just doing things a little different. I mean, for all the fans that have seen how this thing was ran with Snyder at the helm for so long, I was at the Monday Night Massacre against the Eagles. I was there against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Monday night where we unveiled the red on red and just were getting destroyed by Charlie Batch and Leftwich. I mean, I've been through it all. And to see this, as the team gets younger, it almost feels like they're one rookie quarterback away from really making this thing pop. We see it around the league a lot now, man. You know, so, you know.
I definitely think it's possible. I don't like the fact that I think the Eagles got stronger and the Giants' defense definitely got stronger. Don't know about the Cowboys.
JP, how strong did the Eagles get? I mean, Kelce was getting older. They lost Kelce. Swift was really explosive. I mean, I'm still not.
Yeah, but they added Saquon Barkley and they added a really good pass rusher in Huff.
They did. They did. To me, it feels like the Eagles may have missed their window.
But I'm not. I'm not completely against what you're saying. I've been saying this all along. I'm not willing to predict it yet. We'll see what happens in the draft. But there will be a couple of teams that rise up like the Houston Texans did last season, and I think the Commanders have that chance. We all think they had terrible coaching last year. We all agree on that. So we got to believe, or we're hopeful, that it's an upgrade in coaching. And we also believe that they were poorly run in terms of personnel. Well, you have to believe, or at least be hopeful, that Adam Peters is going to run the personnel department a lot better. We saw the start of this yesterday with these guys. Hopefully they pan out, and then we'll see what happens in the draft. But they've got a chance to rise up, for sure. But a lot is dependent on that quarterback.
Yeah,
and I think, of course. I think I would make my decision, like, if they draft Drake May, I might be less inclined to predict the bump in wins this season, because I think a lot of the people who have watched Drake May and have watched Jaden Daniels that are high on Drake May are projecting it out for down the road because he's a younger quarterback and it may take some more time to develop. I mean, you've heard Orlovsky say that Drake May could benefit from sitting like Jordan Love did, where if it's Jaden Daniels, I think there might be an immediate
bump. By the way, a handful of Twitter dorks are theorizing that because of the Austin Ekeler signing, that points more to drafting of Drake May over Jaden Daniels, because Daniels, obviously a dual threat guy, less likely to check it down to a running back. He's more likely to tuck it and run himself. Now, does that mean anything?
We'll see. Yeah.
No, I didn't get that, though. I know you just explained to me, but I'm not buying that Austin Ekeler makes it more likely to go to Jaden Daniels versus Drake May.
No. Austin Ekeler makes it more likely May over Daniels.
Oh, I think I saw online. See, I saw the exact opposite. Yeah. And it didn't make sense to
me. Usually, like,
I can't connect either of them to the quarterback.
Because running quarterbacks like Fields and Hurts look at their numbers throwing the ball to backs out of the backfield. Those numbers are always depressed. They're lower than guys who are like typical, like, pocket quarterbacks. Like,
I mean, I think even if you have a fast quarterback, if you have an Ekeler out there, is wide open, you better throw it to him.
Right. It's probably good for business.
Hey, Valdez, does Lamar throw to a back? Does he have a back that he loves to throw to?
Justice Hill.
But not a ton. Not traditionally, like 50, 60 times.
Traditionally, the Ravens never really involved their running backs in the passing game, but it was more so under Monken this year.
Yeah.
Hey, I was looking at Luvu's combine stats and trying to do a little research on what he was at Washington State.
Yeah.
He was an edge rusher, stand-up edge rusher. So, you know, if you want to say he's like Michael Parsons. But then the guy ran a 4.84 in his pro day. He's not exactly a burner.
Hey, if he can find the quarterback, I don't care what he ran on.
If he can make tackles.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he
that's
can,
the biggest
and he
thing.
Can cover tight ends. That's
he's
all you care about.
He's a big guy, though, right? 6'3".
He's big. Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to like run at like a 4.5 or something. You got to be a freak.
Give us your favorite signing from Adam Peters yesterday at 800-636-1067. Are you big on Tyler Biadasz? Upgrades the center of the offensive line. Do you like the splash move of adding Austin Ekeler to the backfield to help out Brian Robinson and company? 800-636-1067. We'll continue to take your calls next, and Chris Russell will join us coming up at 8 a.m.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're welcome to join us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. If you want to put in your two cents about the Commanders' moves during the legal tampering window of NFL free agency. Got a lot of new additions. Adam Peters was busy. Here's a quick rundown on the signings. Frankie Louvu comes over from the Panthers. Linebacker gets 3 years, maximum $36 million on his deal. Austin Eckler adds some punch to the backfield on offense. 3 years, he can make up to $11.5 million if he hits all of his incentives. So that's a nice bargain price for a guy who 2 or 3 years ago was scoring like 20 or 22 touchdowns in NFL seasons.
He had 20. 3 years ago, he had 20 total touchdowns.
Yep.
2 years ago, he had 18.
Right.
Last year, banged up, had, I don't know, five. But think about that. If he's healthy, he's a touchdown magnet.
Yep. Dorrance Armstrong comes over from the Cowboys. 3 years, $33 million. He helps fill in one of the gaps left by Chase Young and Montez Sweat after they depart. He's a defensive end. Some upgrades on the offensive line. Tyler Biadasz gets 3 years, $30 million to anchor the offensive line. He's a center. Guard Nick Allegretti, a backup for the Chiefs who played well during their playoff and Super Bowl run. He gets a 3-year, $16 million deal. And don't forget the special teams. Brandon McManus, your new kicker, he inks a 1-year deal for $3.6 million as Joey Sly hits the free agent market. Best of luck to him.
Like I said, I'd give it about a B. That's what the fans seem to be giving. If you go to Sports Junkies Radio on Instagram, there's a poll. 86% really positive A or B grades. My favorite is the Frankie Louvu. Cakes, which one is your favorite signing? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I love Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
I love
the Eckler move.
If he can come close to some of his previous seasons, it's a freaking absolute steal at that price tag.
Yeah, I agree. I like Eckler.
All right, give me your second favorite then.
I like Louvu. Don't know much about him, but, you know, based on the standings and the rankings and all his metrics, he had a really good year last year, and that's a position of need. The offensive linemen, again, I hope that they're upgrades. I would just trust Adam Peters and those guys up there in the front office that they're making good decisions.
I think Armstrong's going to be an impactful
I think Armstrong
player.
Is a really good addition, too.
I think he'll be impactful.
I think they're not done. I mean, they're going to sign 4, 5, 10 more players.
Well, here's what I was thinking. What positions, it's something we could throw out to people, what positions do you want them to go out after today? I think you could definitely look for them to sign a corner, right?
Defensive backs for me.
Some sort of DB. I think another end, and I still think they're going to sign a tackle.
Yeah,
they need to sign
a tackle. I mean, maybe you sign your own. We've been talking about Lucas and Charles. Those guys are free agents. Maybe.
What if they went out and got a Ty Smith, even though he's 33?
He's just too much money, but nobody signed him yesterday.
No one signed him.
He's still out there.
The injury concern is just overwhelming because I think you look at the last 4 or 5 years, I think he missed like 40 games.
Well, maybe give him a deal with high incentives. I don't know. If he stays healthy, he makes a bunch of money.
Right. If you did that, fine. But what guys are doing that these days? I like that idea, but what guys are doing that?
Well, let's just see what happens today. I mean, if no one gives him the deal he wants, and as the days kind of slip away.
What about a wide receiver?
He could become desperate.
I'd love Curtis Samuel's on his way out. They're not going to re-sign him. I guess he's going to garner interest out on the market. But yeah, I think a wideout signing.
I mean, Jason mentioned Calvin Ridley earlier. Some of the top guys available include Marquise Brown. He has just one 1,000-yard season in his 5-year career.
No, they're not. No.
He's had injuries, but.
But he's explosive if he's healthy.
Yeah, but he's not a true number one, though, right? You're looking for a true number one.
No, he's not a smaller guy.
You're not going to get a true number
one. I'm looking for somebody to replace Curtis Samuel.
Well, I think they're going to go through the draft. If they find someone via free agency, it's going to be a small signing. It's going to be like these other signings.
So I think
a big name guy.
I agree with you, Jason. 800-636-1067. I think you got to address tackle because Allegretti and Biadasz, interior guys. I like Biadasz at center. I know they've got Ricky Stromberg, but available, still available, not signed yesterday. You mentioned Tyron Smith, 33, but also Trent Brown from the New England Patriots, who was up there in terms of the rankings of free agent tackles.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple guys are available.
I'm gonna find you a bargain wide receiver that I think makes sense for Adam Peters. I'm gonna look on the list and see who we might pluck.
Again,
they might pick somebody in the draft.
It's a deep wide receiver draft, so I think that's where they're gonna add.
In terms of free agents after Ridley, you're talking about guys like Tyler Boyd and Beckham, and
you don't want to mess with those guys.
Yeah, I mean, you already mentioned Hollywood Brown. There just isn't a lot of big names there. I mean, you can get like a possession guy.
Darnell I don't Mooney. Think we're in the business of signing any big name guys.
I wouldn't hate them bringing back Samuel.
I kind of wouldn't.
As a number three receiver, he actually, I thought, played better this season than the year prior.
And he was more available, right? He's been like the last, how many years was he here? Two or three?
I believe three.
Three.
I
think the three. Last three. Two were deal. Better than the one. The first one was brutal.
Here's a name that would make sense. Also because he contributes on special teams. Now, it's not a sexy name.
Mm-hmm.
Deonte Hardy out of Buffalo. Mm-hmm. He's young. He's 26 years old.
All right.
He could be like a number three or number four wideout. Could help on special teams. Wouldn't cost a lot of money. That seems like the type of guy that, like, if he's not going to go in the draft, like the type of wideout that they would sign.
You're like, all right.
Like, is he going to sign DJ Chark or Tyler Boyd?
No,
or,
probably
or
not.
Matt Valdes-Scantling.
What about?
I don't think so.
What about a Darnell Mooney? Last year, a down year, but, you know, you got to
showed flashes in Chicago.
3 years ago, they had 1,000 yards.
Deep threat type.
I mean, he'd be your number three.
Yeah.
But I would love another, like, nice deep threat like a Ridley. But, yeah, like you said, he's probably too expensive. But you never know. As the days kind of slip away, these numbers go down, and they could be signing 1- and 2-year deals instead of 3-year deals.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this wideout class is not great. Unless you like old, broken-down guys like Allen Robinson and Odell Beckham Jr.
No, that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't necessarily be against them bringing back Samuel. The last two seasons, looks like he played in every game. Well, I guess he missed one game this season. So 17 games in 2022, 16 in 2023, 64 catches and 62 catches. Now, certainly not spectacular. He ended up with right around 600 yards.
I feel like he had a lot of big first downs.
And he had 4 touchdowns.
If any big first downs you're going to have for a 4-win team.
If you really wanted to scrape the bottom of the barrel, you could get the Nubs St. Brown brother. But you don't want to do that.
No.
You don't want Equimini St. Brown. You want Amon-Ra St. Brown. But he's unavailable.
Yeah.
He's not coming here.
I just don't think they're gonna sign any flashy guys. They need guys.
Eckler's going to be the most flashy guy.
Yeah, and Eckler, they gave him, you know, dirt ball money. They didn't give him anything.
Peanuts, relatively.
Yeah. I wish
we made that kind of dirt ball money.
I'm just saying.
I was surprised the NBA, when they did sign him. I just because he just wasn't really on the radar for me.
Yeah,
I was surprised too.
I feel bad for Eckler in this respect. he's never going to get a massive payday. As great of a player as he is, and is he a borderline Hall of Famer?
No, I don't think so. He hadn't played long enough.
Doesn't he have like 8,000 yards?
He's Hall of really good at minimum. But he's
Hall
never
of really good.
He's
I'll
never
going
to get a huge payday because of the position he plays, the fact that he was undrafted. He had to earn everything he's gotten so far.
Right.
He's never going to get like a $12 million a year payday.
Yeah, I mean,
which sucks.
He's just not. He doesn't have the rushing numbers. Running backs who go into the Hall of Fame have to have like standout rushing numbers.
I understand.
And he's never even had a 1,000-yard rushing.
When you go,
but I think he's going to be good.
Yeah.
When you go to the list of best free agents available or biggest names. Mm-hmm. So Derrick Henry is in there.
Yep.
Who else is in there?
Are you talking about just running backs overall?
No, overall.
All right, I'll give you Hunter. Hunter's probably
Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter, the end for the Vikings, is probably your top guy.
Tyron Smith. Leonard Williams, the defensive lineman out of Seattle, is up there.
Carson Wentz.
I don't know why you want to throw
Ridley
there,
is up there.
Sure.
How old is Ridley?
29.
29. Fuller's up there. Ty Smith's up there.
But remember, Ridley couldn't stop gambling on FanDuel, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And he served a year suspension, so it doesn't have as much wear and tear on the body.
It's true.
Sat out an entire
My guy
year.
Jonah Williams still up there.
Why is he your guy?
Well, I'm just talking. He's one of the tackles.
Oh, right. But he's the one that we had ranked like 61 out of.
That was a PFF grade.
PFF ranks pretty low. 800-636.
Someone's going to take a chance on him.
1067. Your reaction to what the Commanders did, what Adam Peters did. Lance Thompson on Facebook says Dorrance Armstrong got to the quarterback 8.5 and 7.5 times the past 2 years, and Frankie Louvu had 66 solo tackles last year. Very solid acquisitions to me. I agree with them. I think they're just very solid.
Right.
Not flashy.
Right. No, I don't think they're in the business of signing flashy. The flashiest guy was Eckler.
Hey, you know who I haven't heard a peep about? Chase Young. Haven't heard anything about Chase Young yet.
It's only been a day.
Very quiet on Chase Young
he's
front.
He's a day two free agent.
Yeah.
He might be a day five free agent.
What are you going to say,
Draft? Fantasy football has ruined cakes, and I love him. But,
because?
I mean, I like Austin Eckler. He had two really good years. Cakes thought he was a Hall of Famer. He has 4,000 career yards. Zero All Pros.
Did I come on these airwaves and say Austin Eckler is a lock to be a Hall of Famer?
No, you said is he a Hall of Famer?
I said is he a borderline Hall of Fame type of player?
Not.
Your question should be: is he a Pro Bowler?
He's not a borderline Hall of Famer.
I mean, if you're asking if he's a Pro Bowler,
he has zero Pro.
First of all, I disrespect the Pro Bowl. If you think he wasn't one of the better combo running backs for a short period of time during his career.
Micro.
Okay, a few years. Yeah,
I like Austin Eckler. Fantasy football has turned your brain to mush.
Oh, okay. He's not an effective player.
You
got to
have 11,000 yards.
He has nearly 70 touchdowns.
I know, but he's got to have the rushing yards.
What are his rushing yards? 4,000?
4,000.
What are his receiving yards? 4,000?
3,000
something. Yeah. He's got about 8,000 total yards.
Tutties, touchdowns.
69.
69. Okay.
He's going to have 100 touchdowns when his career is over. Now, it might not be a Hall of Famer, but he's a Hall of pretty good first ballot. Send it in.
Yeah, he's not close. He's not close. Sorry, buddy.
Again, well, how many guys, I don't know, it's a good question. Borderline. How many guys have 100 touchdowns and they don't get a whiff of the Hall of Fame?
Now, again, I'm over my skis with 100. 100, he's still got a lot of meat left on that bone to get 100.
31 to go.
He's got 31 to go, but that's a pretty big milestone.
Tell you what, if he's got 10 this year, 10 or 12, he's going to get there.
Well, if he gets 10 or 12, it's an unbelievable
deal.
It's
a home run. Yeah. Home run.
If he stays
signing.
Healthy, he's going to have double-digit touchdowns.
What did your Seahawks do, Drab?
Sign Noah Fant.
Noah Fant and Leonard Williams. Resign our own guys. We don't do the
Hold
day
on,
one.
Leonard Williams got re-inked?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
We don't
There's
do the day one
There's a flurry of activity. I can't remember.
Who replaced Carroll?
Oh, Mike McDonald. Yamo
from,
be there, Mike McDonald.
Right, the young defensive coordinator, the Wiz, the Wiz kid from
Valdez's guy.
From Baltimore.
Yes.
Right. All right. So you're happy. You're happy being kind of like on the outside looking in?
I'm not on the outside. I don't know what's in. Signing to make an ESPN.com headline?
Yeah, just say, I don't want to sign a few guys, you know? Yeah.
Look, I have no
roster.
Problem with what the Commanders are doing, but usually I'm not a fan of just chasing after big names and throwing a bunch of guaranteed money at people.
I don't think they did that.
I'm not saying the Commanders. I'm saying these other teams that year after year, they do the same thing.
Right.
I'm fine.
I think all these signings were good. I'm going to struggle to say the center's name.
Biotish.
Because it just
Tyler Biotish.
It makes my brain explode when I look at the way he spells it. Biotish. Because the D-A-S-Z doesn't sound like dish.
You'll get used to it.
Tyler Biotish.
Call him Tyler Badass.
Yeah. Tyler B.
Tyler B. Tyler Biotish.
There you go. You've got it.
I got to struggle with that one.
All right. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll be joined by Chris Russell, the Rooster from the Team 980. That's coming up at 8. And Warren Sharp will join the Junks coming up at 9 a.m. this morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Don't forget, Chris Russell, the Rooster, will join us coming up at 8. We'll get his take on the Commanders' free agent deals thus far.
So I know March Madness is here, but I am more of an NBA fan than college basketball. I just know the players better.
By the way, no one loves college basketball besides me.
We never talk about it.
I mean, the JMU story is unbelievable. The Samford story is awesome. And this is why, Cakes.
So fill us in on both stories.
Yeah, tell me.
Well, JMU gets to the tournament. First time in, 11 years.
Go Dukes.
Mark Byington is their coach, who's been there 4 or 5 years. He's done an unbelievable job. They've won 31 games, and they win the Sun Belt. And by the way, if they're a 12 seed or a 13 seed, the 4 or 5, whoever they play, better watch out, because I can see them beating them because they're so explosive. But Samford wins last night. They beat East Tennessee State. And their coach, Buddy McMillan, was a high school basketball coach 4 years ago, COVID year. After COVID, they bring him in. Samford was terrible, and they hire him. He's also a huge poker player.
Ooh, and he's, now you got my attention.
I know. And he's played in the World Series of Poker multiple times.
Jelly.
And I think 1 year he did pretty well.
What's his name? I'm going to look him up on Hendon.
Buddy McMillan.
I'm going to look up his online results.
Why have you not played in the World Series of Poker?
It's a great question.
You've got money.
Here's why. Because I've gotten spoiled, and I would need to be free-rolled. I'm just being dead honest.
Well, I wanted to bring up just a little NBA nugget that I found interesting. I saw on ESPN this morning. So the Wizards have the worst record in the NBA, tied with the Pistons. They're awful.
Yeah.
We thought they maybe would trade more guys at the trade deadline. They didn't. but they did trade Daniel Gafford.
Bucky McMillan Cakes. Bucky. Mm. Sorry.
Daniel Gafford was a nice player here, mostly mm-hmm. known for his defense. Mm-hmm. Now he's playing in Dallas with Luka Doncic.
Mm-hmm.
He potentially could break a Wilt Chamberlain record in the next game. He has not missed a shot in his last four games. He's 28 for 28 from the field.
They all dunks?
Of course. He's just running screen and rolls. From close to the rim. He does not shoot jumpers.
Yep, yep.
But that still is incredible. The record is 35 by Wilt, so he's got to go 7 for 7. Well, but he's 28 for 28.
That is incredible. What's his field goal percentage for the year?
Oh, it's probably like high 60s.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be.
I couldn't believe when I saw the Wizards are actually favored in a game tonight.
Hey, they're on a heater, aren't they?
Yeah, two straight.
But I didn't realize they won two straight.
Yeah, they beat the Heat. Charlotte, and they beat the Heat.
Jesus.
Now they're playing the Grizz on the road. Grizz are terrible, but
right.
I don't think the Wiz should be favored against anybody.
So you wanted Daniel Gafford's field goal percentage for the season.
I'm guessing it's 60-some percent.
Keep thinking that.
70s? He's not in the 70s.
He was at 69% with the Wizards and 76.6% with the Mavericks.
Oh, he's definitely over 70.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lock. He's over 70. Even my felted math brain can do that math.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
So the ACC tournament is being held at Capital One, right?
Yes.
When does it start?
Today at 2 o'clock.
Today at 2 o'clock.
Yep. Georgia Tech and Notre Dame.
And you're going tomorrow.
I'm going tomorrow. The Virginia Tech plays Florida State at 12.
Uh-huh.
And then who's the second game tomorrow? I have to look back at that schedule. But, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Going to be sitting in a suite, courtesy of my buddy Matt Carlin from Metropolitan Hospitality.
And then there will also be games on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
And how are they doing on ticket sales?
I haven't heard.
Did you just get hooked from somebody? Or
he just said.
I didn't hear it. Matt I didn't hear Carlin. It. I was listening. I was thinking of my
buddy
next
Matt.
Yeah, my buddy Matt Carlin got me a suite.
Gotcha.
And
what were you listening to?
Well, I was just thinking about my next question because I know somebody was trying to go on Thursday.
I mean, I got to think that there's tickets, especially for the early games and the early sessions. I got to think there's plenty of tickets available.
Right.
All right. What a grim time for the locals. By the way, outside of James Madison, if you consider them local, I mean, none of the teams locally are going to the tournament. Dark times.
Big Ten starts.
Big Ten tournament?
Yeah. Tomorrow, I believe.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
So we gotta,
so you got to. That's unless the Terps go on a storybook run.
So today,
the Big Ten tournament.
Today, you've got Notre Dame Tech is the first game. I think Boston College Miami is the second, and then State Louisville.
See that notebook. Pass that notebook over here, please. Let me take a look and see what
I've paid more attention to, like, Anthony Kim's live golf rounds than I have college hoops this year.
Well, just ask me.
How have his rounds been?
Mediocre. He did shoot like 65 his last round. So.
He
didn't finish DFL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, he's got it in him. It's just to see if he can do it consistently. He looks awful.
Yeah, I saw
his nose. Why? He just his nose looks banged up.
His nose looks really banged up.
Why, does he just look old?
Yeah, and they kept alluding a few days ago to, like, struggles, and I just feel like he must have had some substance abuse issues or something.
He has kind of the Norv Turner skin, too.
Well, he's got a lot of pock marks.
Yes.
But he just looks rough. Mm-hmm. He doesn't look good.
Yeah, he doesn't look good for his – I don't know how old he is.
He's only, like, 37 or 38. Yeah, he doesn't look great for his age. Like, I felt like I was –
I mean, I'm not one to talk, but
– No. At that age, I was still an 8. I've dropped to about a 3.
Yeah, that's a precipitous drop.
I smashed into the wall. I don't know.
Hope Austin Eckler doesn't smash into the wall like that.
It happened about 2 years
here.
Ago. 2 years ago, I just
Austin Eckler's not going to smash into the wall.
Good. Yeah, I hope he doesn't because he needs to keep adding to his Hall of Fame resume.
That was the signing that most stunned me. I was just
off the radar, but we did talk about them adding a running back.
I didn't think they would though. I thought they'd add him in the. I thought they were. I'm convinced they were going to draft Lauby.
No. We talked about it because we knew Gibby was gone, so you needed someone else,
yeah.
A dual guy with Robinson.
Pass catcher.
And it wasn't going to be Rodriguez.
I didn't think they would sign a veteran. I just didn't see it.
Peters liked the price.
But you know what? They gave him nothing.
He must have looked at the market and said, well, this guy's getting no offers.
Now, there's been different reports. Some say 2 years. Nikki says it's 3. So I go with Nikki, it's 3. Some say 2 years,
all
11.
All I look at is, what is his guaranteed money?
I'm just curious because the average is a little bit different.
Yeah.
What is the guaranteed?
I don't know. I don't think he'll know for a couple of what he's incentivized
where he can make up to 11.4 if he hits all of his incentives.
Right. He'll hit some of them. I'm not sure about all.
All right, let's go to Larry in Annapolis. Larry, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Jumps.
Not a whole lot. What's going on, fellas? Man, look, y'all seem so psyched about this Eckler signing, and I'm kind of hanging my head, bro. Like, I really wanted to bring Gibson back and see what he could do in Kingsbury offense. Like, I'm looking at it. Granted, I want to see what you guys value more. Eckler's experience with Anthony Lynn or Gibson being 3-4 years younger? Like,
well, the one thing about Gibby is that, first of all, Gibby did have an occasional fumbling issue, which I think irked a lot of us.
Yep. And Eckler had a bunch of fumbles.
He wasn't a natural running back.
Right. He never was.
He never quite had those natural running back instincts as athletic as he was.
And the only reason, Larry, that I like Eckler better is because I know he's older. He's 4 years older, maybe. But he's more explosive.
And if he touches the ball...
You know, 150 to 200 times for the year, he's going to give you a lot of touchdowns.
That's if he still has that explosion that he had a few years ago. Because last year, he didn't have it.
Okay. Well, I assume that he's going to be more explosive.
He was hampered by injury. Hopefully, he's 100% back from it.
Yeah, he's going to recover.
Let's hope that's the case.
Eckler had 10 fumbles in the last two seasons, 5 both seasons.
That seems like a lot of fumbles.
But Larry, he had 20 touchdowns in 21 and 18 in 22.
I mean, he's definitely, and again, I'm looking at it like Gibson had 11 as a rookie, so I'm thinking like now he's just now hitting his prime. I was expecting big things for him, so I'm just a little bit bummed, but hopefully, like I said, I mean, I'm not denying the talent. You guys, everybody's got me so afraid about running backs getting close to the 30, and it's like, I'm just a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Larry, I was day one with Gibby, full-blown Gibby truther. I hope he does well in New England, but I think his time here was just... It was up.
Now, hopefully, whatever rookie quarterback comes in here is going to look to dump the ball off and not force the ball into the middle of the field and double coverage.
Right.
And when you've got Eckler sitting out there in the flat, wide open. So
Eckler and hopefully a healthy Zach Ertz.
Larry, what do you want them to kind of go after today? What positions?
So I was really hoping – I saw a report that I think it was fake that Patrick Queen signed with Seattle. So if he's still available – that would be my number one, my top choice. So hopefully we'll get some more, interior help. And that's what I think is probably
what's
on the horizon.
I think he's still available.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call.
Unless he signed late last night. I don't think he's...
All right. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it.
All right. When we come back, we will talk with our friend Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. He's going to join us next here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.